Brad, what's happening? How are you?
Doing well. Good to see you, Mark.
I'm so happy to have you on this episode of the Brand Building Podcast. I know we tried to film this around, what, like 8-9 months ago and ran into a couple technical difficulties, but I'm happy we could do it again.
Yeah, it happens. And I'm glad we made it through that. I think we learned a little bit back then. And so this one's going to be even better.
I totally agree. Well, to get started today, why don't you give us a little background on you and Yo Colorado and just, you know, how you got started in this space?
Yeah. So, years back, I was living in Boulder, working at a merchandising agency, which is a little bit different than, you know, your typical advertising or marketing company. This place that I worked was, very keyed in on design and sales of merchandise and creating merchandise programs for pre-existing brands. And, you know, the folks there were, they were go-getters, and we had some incredible accounts like MTV, K2 Skis, Atlantic Records. And we really cut our teeth on and prided ourselves on elevated merchandise approach to things, to really, you know, to elevate a brand via merchandise and the experience, the tactile experience that you have with a brand. And it's where I met my partner. We're both graphic designers. At the time I was working as a production manager, he was the graphic designer, and we were just pumping through so many incredible merch programs with brands nationwide, and learned a lot about what worked and what didn't work. After we left that company, we both kind of did our own thing for a few years, but we were able to come back together working on Ironman triathlons and did all of the merchandise for that outfit for a couple of years. And that was
wow,
really an eye-opening experience, because, you know, it really laid the groundwork. Now, as I look back and talk to you about it right now, it laid the groundwork for what we're doing at Yo Colorado today, you know, kind of like really taught us a lot of things about what works in the world of people who like to get outside, what they like to wear, inspiring people to move their bodies and to have, you know, great experiences in the outdoors. And that's really, you know, I don't know if I would have been able to say that to you 10 years ago when we were starting Yo Colorado, but we knew we were inspired. Pay and I, my partner Pay Maslowski and I, have always been inspired by cool clothing, right? And we realized over time that one of the reasons why we wanted to start an apparel brand was because it inspires people. It gets them excited, you know, and it's kind of like, you know, in Colorado and every place is like this to some degree, but you have your uniform and what you like to wear. And we just felt like, you know, while there were certainly brands out there, the big heavy hitters that everybody knows, is kind of the uniform for people that live, you know, in the Rocky Mountain West in Colorado, that there was an opportunity to do things a little bit better, a little more curated, maybe to Colorado specifically, and the spirit of being adventurous and being outdoorsy and what that meant to us and how we could convey that through things like ski beanies and trucker hats and t-shirts. And so, you know, we went on a pretty crazy adventure early on. When we started the brand, you know, a little over, gosh, it's weird to say it out loud, but we've been doing this for like 10 and a half years now. And it's been a wild ride, a lot of fun, a lot of great partners along the way. You know, early on, we were fortunate enough to have REI reach out to us. And they were starting a program where they wanted to kind of celebrate smaller local brands. And it just so happens that their flagship store in Denver is their busiest store in the country, which when you think about it, that makes a lot of sense. Colorado really is kind of the mecca of outdoor fun and activities and adventures. And so much happens here, not just with the ski and snowboard industry, but so many other outdoor sports. And so we really latched on to that. And you know, we were all about celebrating that outdoor lifestyle, which, you know, led us to the first tagline that we trademarked with Yo Colorado, which was Find Your Mountain, you know, and we really wanted to for people to have like this elevated experience and interaction with our brand, bright colors, you know, vibrant, exciting, you know, not really technical, more après, you know, more like what you would wear after the adventure or before the adventure, you know. So that's really what got us going with Yo Colorado. And also a little bit of a tip of the hat to the past, right? Like we always felt like it was so much fun to look back to the 80s and the 70s when we were growing up and just think about the campers and the trailers that families had with, you know, the red, orange, yellow stripes, or just the old school, you know, stripes that you'd see from, you know, the vintage look from yesteryear. And so we started taking that design ethos and pumping it into things like beanies and hats and t-shirts. And so that's now how people recognize Yo Colorado, is that retro vibe, but also that, you know, kind of youthful, spirited, outdoor, rugged look, right? That I think, you know, is really so much of what living a life outdoors is all about, right? Like just being adventurous, taking some risks, maybe, certainly not staying at home and looking at a screen. You know, in today's modern world, I think that means a lot to, you know, to be a brand that's associated with the great outdoors and not the confined indoor experience.
That's awesome. And, you know, so let's go back to you guys. You and Peg got back together after working and then came up with the idea for Yo Colorado. And how did you guys first launch?
Yeah, so we launched with one beanie. We had a ski beanie design that we put together. We didn't even have a name for the company yet. We just had this ski beanie design. We got a few made. We kind of divided and conquered. I went up to the Steamboat area. Pei went to Breckenridge. Then we kept going around to all of these little mountain towns, finding mom and pop shops who were willing to pick up this ski beanie and carry it in their store. And we had incredible success with this one first product. And so by the time we got to the end of that first winter, these shops were reaching back out to us saying, hey, what do you guys have for summertime? You know, I don't usually sell beanies through the summertime. So, you know, do you guys have any other products? And so we kind of were scratching our head because we thought just being a beanie company would be enough. But we thought, well, yeah, I mean, how are we going to keep this thing going in the summertime? So that's when we thought, you know what, let's just expand and become a hat company. We'll do trucker hats and river hats and boonie hats in the summer. We'll do ski beanies and, you know, flap hats in the wintertime. So, and we liked the idea of keeping it simple like that because we didn't want to get in. We had both worked in the t-shirt business for such a long time and realized, oh, there's a lot of variations, you know, we have to deal with sizes and, you know, inventory and all that. So we just kept it simple and stayed focused on the hats and the beanies. And then from there we moved into, as we continued to build the wholesale side of things, and we finally had a name, we called it Yo Colorado, really just, again, a celebration of life in Colorado and what that meant, you know, to us through these products. And so we started going to events. And we were hitting every event, Mark, that you could imagine. And Colorado really is kind of the capital of events. I mean, we were even meeting folks that had California brands and they were coming to Colorado saying, wow, this is where so many of the events are that has helped us get traction in the outdoor space. You know, but we were doing beer festivals, foot races, mountain bike races, music festivals, farmers markets, you name it. I mean, we would sign up and we were busy every weekend for a good, you know, 8 months of the year. We were just beating up our tent outside and fighting the elements like farmers, you know, but it was a lot of fun. And it put a forward facing look to the brand out there and really helped us get traction with Coloradans in particular. And, you know, all the people that visit Colorado in the summertime, it made a big difference, I think, in building the brand from the ground up, literally, you know, weekend by weekend, event by event is how we kind of looked at it. So it's been a fun journey, a lot of hard work, and hard to believe that we're to the point now where we are, where we actually have a proper clothing brand, website, all these incredible collabs that we're doing.
Totally. Full omnichannel at the moment. I mean, you know, full D2C, your own brick and mortar retail and, you know, and distribution. So I know events are still a big part of the full marketing mix for Yo Colorado. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about, you know, some of the stuff that you've done with GoPro specifically over the last few years?
Yeah. So we made a conscious decision a few years ago to really kind of distill the events a little bit, not do so many of the events and focus on the ones that we felt like really aligned with the Colorado brand. And so we were fortunate enough a handful of years ago to partner up with the Vail Valley Foundation. They put on this incredible event every year known as the Mountain Games, and the big sponsor for the Mountain Games are GoPro, the camera company. And it always takes place the first or second weekend of June, which is a great time of the year to come to Colorado. So people from all over the country show up, whether they're an athlete or they're a music lover, or they just want to come to the mountains. I mean, it's this place, you know, Vail turns upside down. There's people from all over. You have all these amazing athletes doing these amazing different mountain sports, you know, things like kayaking, stand-up paddleboarding, mountain biking. They've even brought things like climbing and trick lining or slack lining into the fray. So
stand-up paddleboard competition, right?
Yeah, the stand-up paddleboard competition. Pretty incredible. They go down a river, if you can believe that. I know most people are getting onto a lake when they stand-up paddleboard, but to see these guys maneuver these things, literally standing up on a paddleboard, going down, you know, a river in Vail, Colorado, it's pretty exciting stuff.
And you guys actually had someone, you know, go downhill on one of your guys' paddle boards that you made.
We did, yeah. We got into paddle boards for a couple of years and had a few different people race our paddle boards down. And that was a lot of fun to kind of be involved in that aspect of the games. But where we've really partnered up with the Mountain Games is we've been doing the official Mountain Games hats for the last handful of years now. I guess I've kind of lost track. I think for at least 4 years now, maybe five, we've been doing thousands of hats. So we, you know, there's some different designs that we do where we outfit the VIPs, the volunteers, and the athletes. And then we also retail those hat designs at a booth that we set up every year in downtown Vail. And it's been incredible. You know, it's a nice sounding board. People come look at our merch line and our collections to see what Yo Colorado is all about. And then we get a lot of great feedback of, you know, what they'd like to see from us, what they like about the pieces that we do offer. And it's been incredible to have that feedback coming back from people who live not only in Colorado or in the Rocky Mountain West, but coming from all over the country to visit Colorado. They have this outdoor mindset, you know? So it's been pretty cool to do that event.
That's awesome. Are you guys participating in it again this year?
Yeah, we're all set to do it again this year. We're actually going to be offering some socks and some t-shirts as well. Kind of rounding out that hat collection with some other products.
That's great. And apart from the GoPro Mountain Games, I know, you know, keeping things local and being a part of the local community in the beautiful town of Golden that you guys are headquartered in has been a big piece of what Yo Colorado stands for. You want to talk a little bit more about, you know, some of the local events you guys have done with, you know, really relaunching the Oktoberfest and then obviously two Goldens of Goldens that just took place last month, right?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. We, you know, we can't necessarily say that we're, can't really say that we're, you know, created that event, but we're so proud to be a part of, this event in Golden that, is pretty amazing where it's now become the largest, gathering of golden retrievers. And of course, you know, it aligns perfectly with Golden, Colorado. Thousands, literally thousands of golden retrievers and their owners coming from all over the country and bringing their dogs to do these photos underneath the famous Welcome to Golden sign in downtown Golden. That's been an incredible event. We have partnered with the city of Golden to make the official merchandise for that. So that's been a lot of fun. And then, yeah, we have a handful of other events that we still like to be a part of. There's Jazz Aspen Snowmass out in Snowmass, Colorado. That happens at the end of the summer every year. That's been a really fun one as well. And, you know, I would say as an e-commerce company, one thing that I've learned and I feel like is really important, and I think a lot of e-com companies maybe overlook this. It's a blind spot, but to be a part of the community where your company, you know, was born and lives it's so rewarding and fulfilling, it's one thing to have a successful e-commerce or direct-to-consumer business, but when you can kind of really tie into your local community and give back to and be involved in that community somehow, I would highly recommend it for any small business owner who, you know, it's easy just to be kind of tied to tech and the internet and think globally, and that's great, and there's nothing wrong with that. But to not forget what your roots are, where you're from, who helped build up your company, you know, your customers. You know, we're forever grateful to the Golden Community and Coloradans because they helped us to get where we are now and, you know, inspire us to continue the journey as we broaden our reach nationwide.
Yeah. Speaking of like being roots in community too, like, can you tell us a little bit more about how, you know, the Oktoberfest event was like the catalyst to the partnership with one of the biggest beer brands in the world?
Yeah, the Oktoberfest event was a lot of fun. We, a couple years ago, all we were simply doing was trying to celebrate 1 year anniversary of our brick and mortar retail store that we had opened in downtown Golden. And we realized there was no Oktoberfest in Golden, Colorado. There had been years ago, but they had stopped it for some reason. And so we decided to bring Oktoberfest back to Golden, and we called it Wild West Oktoberfest to kind of align with the Wild West personality of Golden, Colorado. The motto in Golden is where the West lives. And it's actually on the sign, the Welcome to Golden sign when you come into downtown. So, you know, we brought back this event and, we've never hosted an event before. And so it was definitely a departure from anything we had done as a clothing brand. But so much fun. And again, you know, it's kind of speaking to what I was talking about a few minutes ago, tying in to your local community and giving back to your local community is so fulfilling. You know, we were able to raise some money and give it to the some of that to the Golden Civic Foundation, which does great things for Golden businesses. But yeah, so, you know, we brought in some Oompa bands. We, you know, had a dunk tank. We did the Steinholding and all of that. But, you know, the big part of Oktoberfest is beer. And, you know, what better partner to align yourself with for an event like this than the largest single location brewery in the world, which is Coors. You know, right here in our hometown, you can literally see the Coors Brewery from our shop. If you just walk out in front of our shop and look down 12th Street, boom, there's you know, Coors Brewery. So we were fortunate enough to link up with those folks. They made a special Oktoberfest beer for us out of their their craft brewing division, which is called AC Golden. And the beer was incredible. We got wonderful feedback from the community. They loved the event. They loved the beer. We felt like after the event was over, it wasn't really additive to the future of our brand. So we passed the baton on to the Civic Foundation, the Golden Civic Foundation, which did it the following year. But again, those types of things tying into your local community, I can't stress enough how fulfilling, how important it's been to the growth of Yo Colorado as we continue on this
and
journey.
That was the catalyst that made the connection to establish the relationship with Coors, right? With the licensing, you know, Coors collaboration you guys did. You want to tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So we were lucky enough after we had done that event to, and we kind of had over the years established a relationship selling Yo Colorado goods in the gift shop. When you take a tour of the Coors Brewery, they were selling some Yo Colorado there as well. And so those folks were able to put us in touch with the bigger, you know, kind of corporate folks at Coors, which I believe they're located in Chicago. And they were able to, and very excited to work with us. They celebrated their 150th anniversary last year. So the timing couldn't have been better for us to, you know, engage with Coors, start doing an apparel collab with the Coors Banquet brand, and really kind of celebrate, you know, being this kind of like celebration of all things local. And they even had the tagline when they were celebrating their 150th, which was "Long Live Local." We really leveraged that in the apparel and used that tagline on some of the tags, some of the trim pieces of the apparel, where it said "Long Live Local." And yeah, that was just a really fun, it's an ongoing collaboration that we have with Coors now. We just signed another year deal with them to continue to innovate some new products within that partnership and share them with the world. So yeah, really grateful to be able to work with, you know, another company that's huge, but they also started in Golden, Colorado, just like Yo Colorado did. They just happened to do it 150 years ago, whereas we're only 10 years old. So
yeah,
but love to you know, kind of celebrate that connection that we have with a company like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's amazing to be able to, you know, work and partner with such a legacy brand like Coors, and also do it in a way when they're celebrating, you know, the anniversary of the brand as well. So I'm really, you know, I know our whole team at Breadloaf being able to, you know, be able to participate and be a part of that whole license, that whole collaboration was a lot of fun for us and really gets us excited, you know, and we're working with you guys, but then we get to work with a larger brand on the whole to launch that and get it moving. So
yeah, it's been so fun, you know, getting to know you, Mark, and working with the Breadloaf team. You know, I didn't even know what customer retention was, you know, until you guys came along into our world and really added a whole nother dimension to what we do in our marketing efforts as we grow the brand. And those campaigns that we did with the Coors Banquet collaboration were so much fun. And I look forward to, you know, this next year doing some new things with those campaigns and getting the word out on the collaboration and the things that we're doing at Yo Colorado. Really exciting. So
totally. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, being able to collaborate with these brands, I think, you know, these types of collabs like help elevate the brand so far, and be able to brand that's literally called Yo Colorado. And, you know, I think Yo Colorado is so nostalgic to so many people because it's like a state of mind. You know, it's like when you think of Colorado, you think of the West, you think of adventure, you think of outdoors, you think of like connecting and grounding to nature, you know?
Yeah.
All of these things that help us as human beings feel and live, you know, which you can't, like we talked about before we turn the cameras on today, like you can't connect that way with technology. And, you know, the thing that makes me so excited about, you know, Yo Colorado is one, the personality of the brand. Two, it's what you guys stand for, who you guys are, the team that you guys are building, the cool products that you guys are releasing. I mean, it's so many great things that are all coming together to build something that's foundationally going to be around for decades to come, which I think is really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I like the idea. I hope it lives on for decades to come. That would be really cool to build something that, you know, in the same way that Coors has built something that's lasted for well over 100 years. You know, what the future holds, none of us know, but we're sure pumped about it and excited about all the things that we've got on the horizon in the next couple of years. Really, really cool stuff that we're working on.
That's awesome. Well, next up, I wanted to talk about, you know, real fast. I know you've mentioned it once or twice so far, but brick and mortar. You know, I know a couple of years ago, you guys launched brick and mortar in downtown Golden. How has that been, and how has that really transformed, you know, the brand overall, to actually having a, you know, an actual physical location that's a home in your downtown area? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's a funny story, Mark, because ever since the inception of Yo Colorado, My partner Pei and I have adamantly been against the idea of having a brick and mortar store. You know, it's funny because we did have all these mobile pop-up stores in a sense when we were going to these events and building the brand. But, you know, we felt like we wanted to be a business of the future. And so we felt like that place in the future was to be online and just to be very hyper-focused on our website, on our online store, and throw all of our muscle into everything that was e-com, direct-to-consumer online. We just felt like that's where we wanted to take it. And we didn't want the headache of having to staff a store or, you know, worry about, you know, some physical place somewhere where we've got a lot of moving parts to it. However, never say never, right? I mean, never is a long time. And when we had the opportunity put in front of us, we decided to keep an open mind. And I'm so glad that we did, because there's another kind of popular saying, not just in business, but in life, which is don't put all your eggs in one basket, right? And so looking back on it now, I'm so glad that we took that risk, had that open mind to open the store, because now what it means is we've got this, you know, nice healthy business that isn't all eggs in one basket, right? We have a nice wholesale business. We have our direct-to-consumer website where we do well there. And now we have this brick and mortar piece, and they're, you know, all kind of fully functioning, really kind of hit on different demographics.
Yeah, it's its own silo. Like all of them complement each other. It's not like one of them's cannibalizing the other, you know?
Yeah,
it's great.
They really do. And, you know, we get a nice mix of folks, not just that are coming to Golden as tourists, you know, because we've got, you know, for those folks out there that aren't familiar with Colorado, Golden sits just to the west of Denver, right up along the foothills to the Rocky Mountains. And everybody that comes into the airport in Denver and is headed up to go skiing or kayaking or camping or whatever it is in the Rocky Mountains, they'll go right through Golden. It's right on your way up. It's literally the gateway to the Rockies. And, you know, we're really fortunate to not only have, you know, some tourist attractions here like the Colorado Railroad Museum. Buffalo Bill, his grave and museum is also here in Golden, up on a place called Lookout Mountain. Wow. But then we have Red Rocks Amphitheater, which is arguably the most epic place to see a concert in the world. And so we get folks literally from all around the world that are staying in Golden because it's right over the hill. And pretty cool. You know, I mean, the season actually is getting ready to start again next week. And we see a dramatic uptick in traffic in downtown Golden and at our store. And, you know, again, kind of like the way that I was describing when we do events and at our tent, we would get all this great feedback from folks at these events. We get the same, you know, wonderful thing at our store where people can actually touch our goods and try them on and interact with the brand directly rather than virtually on a website. And so that's been incredibly fulfilling and such a cool learning experience for us. And, you know, we try to take advantage of the benefits of having that store and, you know, leverage it in our website. Just like we try to do things digitally that we, you know, will take advantage of in our store. You know, like just trying to let people know that we have a mobile app and that they can have this really VIP curated experience when they come into our store. If they want to continue on with that Yo Colorado experience, they can download the app and continue to shop there, stay up to date on the latest news and what we're up to with things like Golden's in Golden or the GoPro Mountain Games. So, you know, it's kind of fun to, you know, have these different moving parts with brick and mortar, direct to consumer, wholesale, collabs and partnerships, all kind of working together, you know, synced up as best as we can.
It's interesting too, just, you know, obviously, you know, you guys have been on the Shopify ecosystem for years now, but it, you know, it's cool that, hey, someone that buys in brick and mortar or at one of your events can sign up for your email list, right? Yep. And now goes from being an offline customer to an online customer, right? And those are high value customers, because usually the ones that are buying in store, they're not necessarily looking for a discount. They're browsing, they're on vacation, they're excited, they see something that they've never seen before. And it's not like you guys are in, you know, every city in America in Macy's and Nordstrom. You know, they might never stumble across this cool product that they see. And this is a way for them to connect and remember that nostalgic moment of, hey, they're in town for a concert and they're hanging out to grab some food in downtown Golden, stumble across Yo, Colorado. It's a match made in heaven. Yeah.
Yeah. And they may have likely never heard of us. Like you said, you know, we're a small batch brand. It's kind of slow fashion is the term that people are using nowadays, where we're not trying to just pump a bunch of, you know, cheap product out into the world. We put a lot of thought and love and care into it. We think about what these pieces are. You know, we're not a big company. We have, you know, less than 15 employees, and we want every interaction, every experience that people have with our brand to be a special one. And so, yeah, it is special when, like you said, they just happen to kind of stumble into our store by virtue of being in Golden for one reason or another. And then, you know, it does become a special experience for them because they didn't know who we were. Our store is not that big, but they may have fallen in love with like one of our new fleece jackets or one of our trucker hats that fit them just right. And, you know, they feel like they have this special relationship with us, which they do. You know, we're not one of the big heavy hitter brands out there that anybody can go find in a big box store. You know, it's like a secret stash, right? We're like stashed in this little town in Golden, Colorado. If you know about us, cool. You know, you're kind of in the know, and you know that, oh, I can go to the website, I can share this cool brand with my friends. Not a lot of people know about it. And, you know, there's a unique experience that comes with that, a unique relationship that comes with that, that we're really proud of. And we, you know, we try to make the most of that and try to develop those long-term relationships with these customers. And that's really the heartbeat of Yo Colorado.
That's awesome. And I think it's also a testament to, you guys have 660 reviews for your brick and mortar location at 4.9 stars on Google. I mean, that's like absolutely phenomenal. What other brand do you know has more than 40 or 50 reviews?
Right. Yeah.
At all. I mean, you look at probably the local Burton store, even the local REI can't have more than, you know, 50 to 100 reviews. So I think that's a testament to show, like, you know, you guys are building something special, and it's for the long run here, you know? And like you said, I love what that saying that you used, like slow fashion. It's not about what is hot and cheap today and you're going to wear that's on trend today. It's about foundationally what's a cool piece that is going to stand in your wardrobe for the next decade, right? Or that you can still have fun and it is going to rotate through different phases of culture and fashion altogether. You know, it's timeless at the end of the day. Yeah.
We really want people to have a piece from Yo Colorado that is their favorite piece. That's their go-to, you know, their best friend that they always want to make sure is in the back of their car to take with them on whatever adventure that they go on, you know, or you know, there's nothing like that feeling of you've tried on 50 hats before, you've gone to all these different stores, and then you finally put one on that is just right. It speaks to you. You feel like it exudes your personality. You know, it's funny. One thing that we've learned about apparel is that it helps people to express who they are. And, you know, if we're able to do that for a handful of folks out in the world, and that they feel connected to us because, you know, we gave them a cool, colorful piece that you know, kind of nails it for them and helps them feel like that helps them to express who they are to other people, then we've done our job. Like that's really kind of the goal of having an apparel brand, is helping for people to feel inspired and to feel confident and to feel like themselves, and that you know, what they're wearing fits, right? Not just fits in a physical way, but fits in kind of a stylistic and psychological way, right? So there is this emotional connection with the brand that, you know, again, you know, we hope those connections and those relationships last for years to come. We're not in it to just sell one piece and, oh, thank you, like we're done. Like we want to develop a relationship with folks and be a friend, you know, kind of in their back pocket that they can lean into when they're like, you know, trying to find a new piece to express themselves, whether it's a hat or a beanie or a jacket, what have you. But, you know, it's more than just clothing, I guess, is what I'm getting at. So
totally. Yeah. And speaking of that, like, let's talk about some of the cool pieces that you guys are releasing right now. I mean, I know the women's overalls have been a hit over the last year, like since those launched. Tell us more about the overall collection, specifically on the women's side.
Yeah, very much so. Successful. And we're so excited about these pieces. You know, they're moisture wicking, dry fit, stretchy, really versatile, kind of what I think campers and hikers and outdoorsy people, they've been crying for this for years, right? And thankfully, we are getting into a world where things are stretchier. I think it's just a more comfortable world, right? So we really take time to look at the fabrics that are out there in the world, and what they're made of, and how they feel on the skin, and then, you know, try to trick the whole thing out with fun colors and fun patterns and designs and a sense of utility, like the right pockets in the right place, the right size, the right angle of it all, just so that way you don't even have to think about what you're wearing when you go out into the great outdoors. It's just a good fit and you feel good and you can focus on having that adventure, having a good time with your friends and not worry about, oh, does this piece fit right? Or where do I put this, you know, GPS, you know, walkie-talkie, you know, I need a pocket. Where's the pocket? You know, like we try to like take all the thinking out of that for people that wear this stuff. But, you know, again, a lot of fun, a lot of success with these pieces. We're excited that we've got new colorways coming out this year. We also have a men's piece, the overall that's coming out for them as well.
Yeah. Tell us about the men's overall. How is that going to be a little different? Is that the same kind of around the same line as like moisture wicking and stretchy as women, or is it?
Yep. Moisture wicking and stretchy. Of course, men aren't quite as, adventurous when it comes to wearing color or bright patterns. So we did tone it down a little bit, but interestingly enough, this particular men's overall, I mean, like I was telling you before, Mark, this is not your grandfather's denim overalls, right? Like sometimes the print may mimic what denim looks like, but these materials are so soft, so stretchy, so comfortable that you almost forget that you're even wearing overalls. But this particular piece that's going to release this year is part of a collaboration that we're doing with a local artist here. His name's Pat Milbury. He's done murals. He's done things for the Colorado Rapids.
An ex-pro snowboarder, right?
Yeah. He's an ex-pro snowboarder. And, you know, it's great because this collaboration benefits a nonprofit that's located up in the mountains called SOS Outreach. It helps kids at risk from urban areas get up into the mountains and get to experience things like snowboarding and skiing or camping that they would have never otherwise had the opportunity to do. So we love the message, the concept of this nonprofit and being able to put together a collection of gear, you know, which includes these overalls that, you know, people can feel good, not just about wearing something, but feel good about, you know, where some of the money from the profits of selling the piece are going to, you know, going for a good cause. So we're That's really awesome. Proud of that collection. And we hope to continue to play off the successes of these overalls, where we'll have more styles, more colors in the future. But yeah, you know, I think these overalls are going to really make their mark in the world over the next year. So encourage people that are watching this to go check out the overalls and maybe give them a try, because they're very signature pieces for Yo Colorado.
Yeah, they're so unique, and the cuts, the colors, the functionality, like it's just showing that you guys are leading the pack when it comes to product development in the outdoor space, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, we try to always play off of our successes as one of our strategies. And so the overalls have done so well. At the same time, we were really, you know, doing a deep dive into these stretchy, dry fit, moisture wicking materials. And so we started making shirts, these, you know, a lot of people call them button ups, but these short sleeve shirts, not unlike what you've got on, Mark, but, you know, we have gone into snaps, which are really, you know, quick switch. You can like take this thing off, put it back on really fast. There's all sorts of little features, kind of like what you would see on a bike jersey, where there's pockets in the back to stash things. You've got lens cloths built in to, you know, parts of the shirt where you can wipe down your sunglasses if you need to on the fly. So, you know, there's some utility to these things, even though, you know, hey, you may take this shirt on an epic bike ride, single tracking up in the mountains somewhere, but then you're down at the brewery with your friends or your dog and you're wearing, you know, I mean, so these things are designed to kind of wear anywhere you want to go, anywhere your lifestyle takes you. So yeah, great to take on adventures, but hey, if you're just chilling in town, great for that as well. You know, they're stylish and functional.
That's awesome. No, I'm really excited to see the new collection of snapback shirts get released. I mean, I think that's a really solid product, and I love how you guys took that functionality to the next level and, you know, being able to make something that's fun, stylish, moisture wicking, and has those technical aspects to it as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a lot of fun developing those products.
That's awesome. So what else is on the horizon for Yo Colorado? Where do you see the brand like in another 3 to 5 years? Like what would the future look like to you? What does the future look like to you?
Yeah, well, you know, not to, you know, reveal any secrets right now, but we've got some incredible projects in the works right now. One of them may or may not involve another brick and mortar store.
Awesome.
And so that's exciting. Stay tuned for that for sure. And then we've got just incredible partnerships that we're rolling out. One of them right now, we've been talking to the folks over at Smart Wool. For those of you that aren't familiar with Smart Wool, they're also a Colorado-born company that started making socks, but now they make underwear, all sorts of like merino wool is kind of their forte. So
it's so interesting that you brought up merino wool because it's such an interesting new fabric. We've worked with a few brands that are in the merino wool space as well, and it's just shocking how the new fabrics that are being made out of merino are so good for you, for one, you know, and in two, like they actually, it's a technical fabric. Who would have thought that merino, that wool would be a technical fabric? Yeah.
Right. And a very cool fabric in the sense that it's an organic fabric as opposed to a synthetic or man-made fabric. So really excited to see what's going to come out of that partnership in this next year. And then, you know, we've got some other new products that, of course, I don't want to reveal just yet, but really exciting stuff that I think is going to help define Yo Colorado in the coming years and, you know, kind of be some signature pieces for us. So stay tuned at yocolorado.com or download the mobile app so you can kind of see where we go on this journey in the next few years, because I think it's a pretty exciting one.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Brad. I know this has been action-packed episode. We got a lot of great information and so stoked for you to be able to share some of the fun things that you guys are doing. And I can't wait to see what is to come in the future.
Yeah. Thanks for your time, Mark. It's always fun to get to talk about the Yo Colorado brand and what we're up to and the things that we do. Partnering with Breadloaf have been amazing, and can't thank you enough for your time, and awesome. We'll see you again soon.
Cool. Thanks, Brad.
Cheers.